What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Landfill playing the jams. Here's what I can tell you. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Fact.
Yep.
It's 11 a.m. Fact. Brian and I are 3 hours away until vacation. Fact. Helping us get through it, our boy Ben Standick joins the program now via the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Ben at Ben Standick. And, of course, Rude makes the best HVAC equipment in the DMV. What's up, Benny? How you doing?
I'm good, man. That's the opening song in the Wedding Singer. So good memory for me. I love that movie.
All right.
Are you trying to tell us that you're a wedding singer?
Oh, God, no. I just love the Cray movie.
I've never seen it, Jay, but I have seen the little, what you call it, the drops of it, the promos and stuff.
There's some funny stuff in Wedding Singer. I don't know.
If it makes you laugh, I'll probably watch some of it.
I don't think you would make the whole Wedding Singer, though. I got to be honest with you, B. I don't think that's going to hold your attention.
Probably not.
I have faith.
Standing, B. Mitch is a very tough movie connoisseur. Few things make him fall asleep faster than watching movies.
Lights off with a big TV, big screen TV, basically. I'm going to sleep, dog.
Standing, in a world where there's no news, any news becomes news, what did you think of training camp dates getting released?
I mean, nothing too much. It was interesting, right, that they only have 3 days open to the public. I mean, there's an additional few days for season ticket holders, but only 3 days. I don't remember what it was last year, but I feel, you know, certainly it's been more in recent years. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that's a sign of paranoia or it's a sign of, hey.
Somebody mentioned something to me last year, Ben. I mean, yesterday. Hard Knocks is now going to be there, and you're going to get an inside scoop of a lot of stuff. Maybe they feel you'll get better stuff there.
That's at the end of the season, though, B.
Still.
Hard Knocks isn't there for
still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, there could be other, you know, more basic reasons, right? They're doing a lot of construction out there.
Yeah.
They may just say, hey, you know, we don't really have the bandwidth and space and everything to do exactly what we'd want. So for this year, we have to do less. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Hopefully people can go out if they want to see it. And, beyond that, it's, you know, rapidly approaching, to say the least. So, I don't know if I'd say I'm ever excited about going at the training camp per se and spending all those days out in the heat. But on the other hand, there's a lot to look at with this group. And, you know, this will be our first chance to see them really go at it. You know, OTAs and minicamp is fine, but this is where, you know, things start to get a lot more interesting.
For sure. For sure. I can't wait just for football in a lot of ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the biggest question marks for this team going into the season?
Well, I mean, you know, look, there's been a lot of talk of they added a lot of size on the defensive line with Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise and, you know, Daron Payne. Everybody was saying how good he's looked so far, from especially from like an attitude standpoint and all that. But, you know, have they done enough to, you know, improve that run defense? It was, you know, atrocious last year, to be frank, and enough to generate pass rush. Not so much that Dante Fowler is gone, but just that, you know, they don't have sort of that obvious, you know, premier pass rusher. Frankie Louvu's certainly a very good one, but they don't have, or at best, he's the only one they have. So we're not necessarily going to find that out in training camp, but it's the first steps towards seeing how it looks, how they're going to deploy, you know, Kinlaw and some of the other guys. So I think that's a huge deal. And then I would also just say, the three guys that they've made the big acquisitions last year and a half, you know, Marshon Lattimore, Laremy Tunsil, Debo Samuel, you know, they all have varying degrees of concern. They also have a lot of upside as well, and all could be, you know, big improvements over what they've had here in recent time. But there are questions with each of them, and that's why I think that's going to be interesting to see how they perform, and also just in this case, stay on the field. You know, are they able to go through the whole training camp without any issue? You know, with Lattimore in particular, I think that's something we have to watch.
Ben, every year we sit up here, we are concerned about those type of things and what's not going to happen. What do you think is going to happen this year with this football team?
You know, the one thing I feel most confident about is that Jaden Daniels is going to be fine, that there's not going to be a sophomore slump. And I have to check myself constantly whenever I say things like this, because this is not my normal mode. I mean, normally I'm like, all right, look, really, really good, but let's see what happens next year before we anoint him to a certain level. But, man, I just don't know what, you know, knock on wood, injury aside, I just don't know what it is that would be a dramatic, you know, downshift. I mean, there's nothing obvious that we're all going, he has to improve on. Sure, there's some subtle things, footwork and, you know, knowing when to get, you know, get rid of the ball, whatever. But, like, you know, in terms of bigger picture stuff, there really isn't that much. I just think he's just going to continue to ascend. And as long as that's the case, then, you know, this team is going to be in the position to be in the playoffs year in and year out. This is typically how this goes for the most part when you have one of these kinds of quarterbacks. That I feel confident with. Beyond that, you know, look, I think the kumbaya aspect of this team still feels real. The offensive line should be a lot better. Those are all good things. The defense, to me, is the big question, but the offense, particularly, you know, with Jaden, you know, I think is, you know, onward and upward.
All right.
I think when you have Jaden, it kind of changes the thought process on a lot of the rest of it. You know what I mean? And I think he's the real deal, and there's legitimate reason to be really excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
Talking with our friend Ben Stadig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Benny at Ben Stadig or listen to his podcast, Stadig Room Only.
It's Last Man Stadig these
last
days.
Last Man that was Stadig the old one. These days. Sorry, sometimes I get confused. You'll be shocked.
You don't know how many times I've had to stop my introduction for the podcast because I say the wrong name, so it's okay.
I like that. All right, Ben, so as we kind of move forward here, B and I were talking about this earlier. What rookies do you expect to have the biggest impact this fall?
Yeah, I mean, I think to me, Trey Amos seems like the most likely. You know, I think there's a reasonable chance he ends up being the starter opposite Marshon Lattimore with Mikey Sanders still in the slot. You know, look, I don't want to go overboard because he had a pretty good spring, you know, but so he looks the part. He's got good size, good speed, good instincts. You know, he probably even has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he was, you know, projected in that sort of late first, early second range, and then it slips to the end of the second round. You know, I think that, to me, he's got the most obvious role going forward. I mean, Jalen Lane may be the punt returner, so I'm not dismissing that, but not, I don't know how big of a role he'll have a receiver right away. And Josh Connor, look, he might start. I mean, it's very possible if that's the case, then, you know, being one of the protectors for Jaden Daniels ranks very, very high on the list of important people. But we'll see if he's there. I mean, he's 21 coming to the new league. You still have Andrew Wiley to use if you want. And, so I think we'll see how quickly they throw Connerly in. I'm sure they would love to be able to do it right off the bat, but, you know, let's see what happens in training camp.
First rounders, normally you want them to play.
Right.
Yeah.
Ben, one of the biggest questions here is I think from a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think from a roster situation, they're in pretty good place. But when Terry wasn't there at minicamp and then Noah Brown's dealing with an injury, all of a sudden it's like, that receiver group has a lot of question marks. What do you think is the latest with Terry? Because I'm guessing you haven't talked to him, and we don't know.
Yeah, no, I've not tried Terry's phone or anything, but I'm guessing he wouldn't be answering at this point. I've stuck with my stance that I've had from the beginning of this, and that is, you know, kind of wake me up when we get to training camp. If it's a day or two before and he's still not signed, okay, maybe, or not extended, then okay, maybe I'm getting a little nervous. But until then, I imagine these two sides will get things done. The only thing I wonder is, of the top 15 highest paid wide receivers right now in terms of annual average salary, only Tyreek Hill is older than Terry McLaurin, which isn't to say that being 30 is old in the NFL, but it is to say that might be something. Certainly not for life. But it might be one of those things where the team is going, hey, we like you, of course, but, you know, this is the reality. You know, Amari Cooper was a guy who last year hit the 30 mark and his numbers dropped off dramatically, which isn't to say Terry will have that issue. Terry has less tread on his tires than others because he didn't really play nearly as much in college as a lot of the other star receivers we're talking about. And, he's obviously, is such an important piece for this team offensively, but also on the field, off the field, in the community. So I imagine something gets done, but that would be my only question, is that aspect of it. Do they sort of say, hey, we can't pay you what DK Metcalf got because he's 5 years younger than you, or whatever, 3 years younger, whatever it might be. T. Higgins, I think, is 5 years younger. But, I think ultimately they get done. And, to your point of there being other questions, this is what makes Jaden so great. I mean, look at last year. Other than Terry, what are we looking at here? De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Noah Brown was picked up off of he had just been cut by another team right before the start of the season. And these were his best receivers. Zach Ertz, nobody expected much out of him, relatively speaking. And then look what happened. Jaden Daniels can lift all boats. So I think the other guys will be good. But, yes, you got to have Terry as the lead, no doubt.
I think, just like you could say that those guys dropped off when he hit 30. Their guys have played beyond 30, and you can bring those names in as well. But the whole ultimate thing is that number 30, you got to stop looking at that. You got to look at the production. I'm Terry. If I'm Terry, my first argument would be I played with JP, Ben, and B-Miss throwing me the ball. And I had 1,000 yards. You brought in Jaden, and look what I did. I got in the end zone all the time.
Who do you think's the best quarterback?
I got three or four more years of that.
Of me, you, and Ben, B.
Me?
I think so, too. I think it gets done. I think this is kind of the old 49ers playbook where it takes a little while and might get a little contentious, but it gets done when it all boils down to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do think this is the first opportunity we have to see how Adam Peters, you know, and to some degree Josh Harris are going to run things with this team. Now, I know Sam Cosmi got an extension a year ago, but that was a little bit different than this, especially since the player is, you know, balking right now what they're offering. So, I think it'll be interesting to see how they handle it. But, yes, ultimately, like I said, I feel like this will get resolved, get done. I mean, look, everything that B-Mitch just said is 100% accurate in terms of Harry's been incredibly productive despite having little at quarterback until last year. On the other hand, you know, Washington really kind of controls the situation. He has 1 year left on his deal. They can always use the franchise tag the year after. So it does behoove everybody to sort of get a deal done here, and hopefully they can do it without, you know, pissing off each other.
For sure. Standing in a little bit here, we're going to switch it around and ask folks for their favorite sports movies.
Yeah.
I know you're a movie guy. I'm curious if you have like a top or a top couple favorite sports movies.
Oh, sure. Let me think here off the top of my head. I mean, Bull Durham always comes to mind. You know, I think that's just a quintessential, you know, look at the minor leagues. I mean, obviously fictitious, but, you know, Costner was great. I think Susan Sarandon was amazing in that movie. And then to stay with Costner, I mean, I don't know if you could call Field of Dreams necessarily a sports movie, but, you know, put me into that category. Okay, well, put me into that category. And then to one that's tied a little bit to the local scene, I'm not saying it's like my favorite, but I always enjoy The Replacements, the Keanu Reeves movie.
Replacements is good. Version.
Yeah, the fictional version of the strike team that the, you know, Redskins had that ended up helping them get to win a Super Bowl. Great, not good movie. You know, it's a totally fine. I still can't believe Gene Hackman's in there. Must have got a nice payday for that one. that's a fun one for sure.
Yeah, I like all those, man. It's a fun conversation. Have you noticed that everybody's ranking movies lately? I guess the New York Times do that or something. I'm not sure where it came from.
Yeah, the New York Times put out their top one. Or they did a top 100. They polled people, and then they had all of, you know, anybody who wanted to go through the list and pick your own top 10, which, of course, I did as well. Of course. There's no ranking things will never go out of style.
No.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's always a thing to do.
And it always starts arguments, and you know what that means? People tune in.
Especially in July when we're all just desperate for content and conversations.
100%.
What are you doing for the 4th?
It's a good question. I don't know. I never pay attention to what the days of the week are, so I don't have a clue. I'll be honest. I think a friend of mine is having a barbecue or whatever, or cookout. I mean, so maybe I'll go hit that up. But I'll say I haven't thought that far ahead.
What do you do fireworks-wise? Are you a fireworks guy?
Yeah, but I'm also anti-crowd. So certainly not the mall. As you know, JP, there are places around where you and I live that shoot fireworks up in the air off the various country clubs. So you can always sit around and watch those. But, yeah, I would do fireworks, but it's got to be pretty easy. I'm not putting a lot of labor to get to it.
I could see that, Ben.
In other words, you're lazy as hell.
I'm not going to deny.
I already said, yeah, I like it, but you know, if it ain't coming to me, I'm not going to it.
What can I tell you? I can watch things on TV. I'll be fine.
All right, Benny, we appreciate the time, bud.
All right,
talk to you soon. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe.
Awesome, guys. Same to you. Thanks.
Take care, brother.
That's our boy, Ben Standig. Give him a follow at Ben Standing. Check out the Standing Room Only podcast. B, when we come back, I want to run through 4th of July plans.
He just last told you it's last man standing, man. Golly.
Last man standing.
I just tell you, what is wrong with your memory, dog?
Mostly bong hits, but, you know, there's other factors, too. But there was a long period of time where I really put this brain through the opposite of a workout.
Well, I'm just let me hit you with a little something.
Okay.
Like, you'd like to throw that stuff out a lot?
What?
Stop throwing all those things out. Keep it to yourself sometime. Because you know we're going to start hearing it. Those two little ladies.
Oh, boy.
And they were, because like I was, you know, I was questioned about 3 years ago. Like, well, you said you were drinking at 14.
Mm.
Yeah, they hear everything you say.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me help you out.
That is true. I got to start to pay more attention, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, you just got to grow up a little bit, Jay.
One of these days. All right, here's the plan. When we come back, Anna Spiegel works at Axios, going to join us, tell us all about what to do for the 4th of July, where you can find cheap beer, where you can find fireworks. It's going to be fun. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.